640 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, there's a way to end the first half. Brookings had fourth and four from the Huron 9. Tried to force it into the end zone. C.J. Gainey played it perfectly, caught it. And then I still think we'd have to go back and look at it. It still looked to me like Brookings just kind of stopped on the play. Like you said, maybe thought he would just go down, or they thought it was dead like a kick would be if you get it in the end zone. And C.J., he just started down that far sideline. And really, there was only one guy with a shot at him. I assume it was Hunter, but I don't know. But he had that left sideline, and he's got the speed to do the work. And C.J., 102-yard interception to return to cap off a big first half for Huron, 28-6. They lead at the half, and they just did the offense for Brookings. Well, that tells the story there. I have Brookings 69 total yards. Defense has done the job, and they've been put. They were put in a bad position a couple of times, and basically held. And you have to remember the touchdown for Brookings came on a kick return.
Well, exactly. And our defense has done an outstanding job. They've bent a little bit, but they haven't broke. Done some great things in there. The best thing about it is our defense has been off the field. They've been rested. So that makes a huge difference going into the second half.
Here on 28, Brookings 6. We'll see if we can pick up any other scores going on at this time. Haven't really done that yet. We can do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, or maybe we can. I've got to get it over. I haven't even done anything with this yet. Tigers leading 28-6 here at the halftime. Both teams looking for that first win of the season. O'Gorman leading T area 41-30 early in the fourth quarter. Spearfish leads Douglas 41-0 early second quarter. Halftime, Pierre 41, Mitchell 0. And Yankton and Mitchell are tied at 14 midway through the second quarter. Game we have over on KOKK. Hitchcock Tuller is leading Waverly South Shore 22-8 late in the first half. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, 28-6 here on leading at the half over Brookings. They're introducing this year's Hall of Fame inductees for Brookings High School, and the band will perform. So we're going to have a long halftime from what we've been used to the first two games this year. Will be a 20-minute halftime. We'll get the stats here and more coming up. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility.
I know you can hear it clicking.
Well, no, it was. I was losing you.
Oh, when I was doing that?
Yeah, signal got really, really bad then.
Oh, okay. But it's better since I called back otherwise?
It's been a little better, but yeah, it's still pretty choppy. I don't know, probably just have to deal with it.
Yeah,
what's that?
I got a full strength here now. It wasn't very good when I got here, but now it's full. Now it's down to 4 points, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what's causing it. You'll have to listen to the recording. I don't know if it's equipment-wise or cell signal. I think it's cell, myself.
I'm sure it is. You're relying on technology there, so now we'll just have to deal with it, I guess. Okay, I'll make sure I just do that during breaks.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
This is the Huron Tigers' best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. sign up for a fitness class today at the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Halftime here in Brookings, and the Huron Tigers, a 28-6 lead over the Brookings Bobcats. Next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, will be this year's Huron Athletic Hall of Fame induction. We have a coach, two athletes, a contributor, and a team that will be inducted. The banquet will start at 5 o'clock. They've been selling tickets there for $20. I know they wanted to get a head count in today, but still, yeah, I'm sure you can still get tickets there for the banquet. Go down the list of people going in. Dan McCarty, familiar to most people, retired as head wrestling coach, I believe, 5 years ago. He's taught and coached in Huron for 30 years and head wrestling coach for 19 years. Had a second and third place finish as a team during that stretch. And obviously, Corka, you and I both know Dan very well.
Oh, exactly. What a history he's had there with the Tigers. You know, how many state champions he's had through the years. And, boy, it was always exciting going to the matches and watch what he could get them kids to do each and every time out.
Well, here's the stats. 111 state place winners, 34 state finalists, and 20 state champions.
And that would probably be a Wall Raven a few times.
Yeah, you got three Glanzers in there.
You know, and a Beekman.
Yeah, there was a Beekman in there, and Tyson Lean most recently,
back-to-back.
So a lot of good guys.
A lot of good guys in there, exactly.
Next guy, and you know more with him. I mean, I knew Clyde Dillman. 50 years he drove bus for the Huron School District. He was, you know, back when I think we were talking about on the way over, we didn't have as many bus trips back then, and he was the main guy to get the Tigers where they needed to get, and was known for driving Big Orange.
Clyde made stories about that bus. You know, it wasn't the greatest, but back then it was what you had. And we always gave him a bunch of grief about if he started driving bus, he had to go get the horses out of the shed and hook them up before he could go.
Now, what was his nickname? Chubb, right?
Chubby. Yep.
Yeah, Chubby.
Chubb. Yep.
And he was just so well known. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to attend. I know he's in the nursing home. He was just a couple doors down from my father-in-law, but I know his daughters will be there to represent him. And he's just a fun figure from here on Tiger history.
Well, I mean, the number of people that he's hauled generations is unbelievable. You know, the stories that a guy was telling all the time about this trip and that trip and stuff like that, really interesting stuff.
Next is Kim Puterbaugh Herman. She does live in Huron. She's a 1990 grad and was a top runner in both cross country and track and field for Huron. She led the Tiger cross country team to state championships in 87 and 89, and in between a runner up in 88, and girls cross country, while she was a member, won the ESD Conference Team Championships 3 years in a row, 87, 88, and 89, under Coach Roger Lecker, and she finished second, third, and fifth in three straight years at state cross country. In track and field, she led the Tigers the ESD title in 1988. I believe the boys and girls both won the ESD title in 1988, and it was at Tiger Stadium. Girls were also runner-up in 87 and 89. The late Josh Trandall, another 1990 Huron High School graduate, was one of South Dakota's great track sprinters, and he went on to have a tremendous career, an All-American at Northern State University. He was All-Conference in football along with track and field, but track and field is where he was dominant. He won the 200 and 400 at the state track meet as a senior and also led the 400-meter relay to a state title, and then 800-meter relay was a close second at that same meet. Sadly, he was diagnosed with ALS just over a year ago, and he passed away in February of this year. I think the one positive we can take out of that, Josh knew he was going into the Hall of Fame before he died.
That was a great thing that he knew that was happening, and just a great thing for him.
And one of the legendary stories, and it is quite a story, the 1973 State A Boys Basketball State Champions. The Tigers surprised the field. If anything, you could call them maybe underachievers during that season. They're led by 7-foot Brian Shanks. Harold Hill was all tournament along with Shanks. The Tigers defeated the pre-tournament favorite Washington in the semifinals. Then that took them into the championship game against Yankton, and that was the battle. 7 foot Brian Shanks and 6 foot 10 Chad Nelson of Water. Of I was going to mention, I didn't. One thing Brookings does have, you know, they only have six seniors, but both starting tackles are seniors, and I believe one of them was an All-State player last year.
You know, so they got leadership.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that just gets me excited is when you have a class of 28 sophomores.
Yeah.
Look what, I mean, Drew would love to have that many sophomores that they had to work through to get them to up into that. That's fantastic. That's a coach's dream, I would think.
So, again, for the Huron Tigers, bear down. You can't let up. Leading 28-6 here at halftime, and we will be kicking off. And, again, we gave up a kick return for a touchdown there back in the second quarter to Will Conrad. And and already two of those given up so far this year. Now, I see Cashin Caudill. I'm not sure if he's been on the kick unit before, but he is now.
Well, I think you have to make a few adjustments to allow for that. And the thing about a kick coverage, everybody's got a lane.
Yes.
And you don't start chasing. Got to be disciplined. Stay where you need to stay. And get, as Coach Peters would always say, I want hats on the ball.
And as Coach Peters would say, keep the integrity of your lanes. Although it was at a much higher volume than I just said it right there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we wouldn't need a mic to we wouldn't need a mic to get that one out.
So Huron will kick off as we're ready to go with the second half. Kleinsasser will boot it. I believe it's Conrad and Hamrich back deep to receive. Line drive kick will be scooped up and bobbled there at the 10. Now picked up. That might be Dajee Thomas. He's up the middle of the field. He'll be tackled at the 25-yard line. And Fitzer was on the stop defensively on special teams for Huron. Make sure I say Tyson and not Tegan like I did 2 weeks ago. Tyson Fitzer on the stop along with Sean Myers. And Brookings will have the ball first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. So again, Brookings did move the ball in that last possession. See what they've learned from here to start the second half. First and 10 from the 24. Conrad in motion. Hand off straight up the middle. Not much there. Now bouncing off, and we got room here on the right side. And Houtman will, boy, it was all sealed up, but you got to wrap him up and tackle him. Instead, he bounced out and ended up getting a 17-yard gain up to the 41-yard line. The fullback, Houtman, gets a first down for Brookings. So he made the stop, but he didn't make the tackle. First and 10 Brookings as they're now up to their own 41-yard line.
Got to do a single leg or a double leg. Got to take the legs away, guys.
They had him stop, but up high. And Altman is a traditional fullback, so he's not easy to bring down with an arm tackle. Here's the straight up the middle again. Fumble on the play. It's on the ground. Who has it? They did the delay to Altman. Altman, and who's got the ball? Here on Tiger Ball. Second play of the half, and the Huron Tigers will get the ball in Brookings territory. That's how you start things off.
Take it. Let's go to work, guys.
Did not hear who got the recovery, but we'll take it. And first and 10 for Huron. They'll have the ball at the Brookings 43-yard line. So there's the case of a young team. Brookings, a positive play, and then a negative play. A very negative play. First and 10 for Huron from the 43. See if Huron airs it out off the turnover. Motion, that's Moting. And inside handoff, Caudill going off tackle. Spins inside to 35. Down to about the 33. Gain of close to 5 yards on the play. They showed the jet sweep, then just did the inside handoff to Cashton. He'll get 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Huron Tigers. Early second half, Huron looking to take advantage of a Brookings turnover. I think that is what the second turnover for Brookings, the interception and the fumble now. Two receivers left, one right. I think there's been two fumbles, actually.
McNeil to pass. Here comes the rush. He'll throw short. A nice catch at the 30. That came in low, but a nice catch by Bubba Peterson, who's had a nice game. He'll advance it to the 29-yard line. It'll be third and one, I believe. Yep, third and one. So gain of four on the play. Third and one for Huron from the Brookings 29-yard line. Early third quarter, Brookings a fumble. Huron trying to take advantage. Two receivers left, one right. Caudill straight up the middle, breaks through. He's got the 25, down to the 22. First down, Huron Tigers, 13th of the game, first of the second half. Cashed it down to about the 22. That's a gain of seven. Huron starting to run the ball a little more effectively. Have cashed in nine carries, 35 yards for the game. First and 10 from the 22 here on Tigers. Leading 28-6, looking to tack on here early in the third quarter. Two receivers left, one right. And McNeil, little fake, he'll throw, and nice catch by Gainey. Skirts away from one tackler to the 20, tackled at about the 16-yard line. Houtman on the stop for Brookings. Gainey, a nice little skip move to get away from the first tackler. He'll get about 5 yards on the play, and again, the ball's coming out quick. Thought that one was kind of going into traffic, but it went right to where they wanted it to. CJ, second and five from the Brookings 17, is Huron driving. Two receivers right, one left. Zachary Hansen has the ball in the backfield, trying to go wide right, and he's going to run into traffic, and he's going to lose most of that yardage. It'll be third and long for Huron. Did not have a chance. I think Zachary's just got to learn, if they're there, just head straight upfield. Don't keep trying to go wide. You're just not going to get there. Loss of four. It'll be third and nine for Huron. Back at the Brookings 21-yard line. Again, two down territory if needed for Huron. We're inside of 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron up 28-6 and in Brookings territory, but now with a third and nine from the 21. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun and back to pass is McNeil. A middle screen goes to Haig. He's inside the 15, breaks a tackle to the 10. He's got the first down. Was there a fumble on the play? There was, right at the end of the play. Fumble by Haig. He had the first down. Ball was stripped, and Huron gives the ball right back.
Ooh. Got to hang on to that, guys.
So like I said, the middle screen was set up perfectly right there, and they end up, they had the first down there, had about a 10-yard gain, but then the fumble right at the end, and Brookings dodges the bullet there. They'll get the ball back with 8:22. They go in the third quarter, and those are the mistakes that Huron's got to work to eliminate. There's just been too many turnovers, mistakes like that, and it comes back to bite again. Was that our fourth turnover of the night? First and 10 from the 8 for Brookings. Shotgun for Hunnemer. And he wants to pass from the goal line. Pulls it down. Now he's going to throw over the middle. The ball tipped. Colby Hofer got a hand on it. The guy was... They had a man open, but Colby Hofer on his drop back was able to get in the lane, and he just about, you know, if he had another couple inches.
We would have had that one.
He probably would have came down with that one. In any case, it'll be second and 10 for Brookings. Now, Hunnemer had time. The Brookings line been doing their job tonight. I don't think we've had a sack on either side so far. Second and 10 from the 8-yard line. And high snap, and Hunnemer broke and play, and Hunnemer is going to be swallowed up back at the 4. That did not look right from the beginning. I think Holden Haig was the first guy in on the play. Loss back to the 4-yard line. That'll be a loss of 4 for Hunnemer. And set up a 3rd and 14 for Brookings inside their own 5-yard line. We're inside of 8 minutes to go here in the 3rd quarter. Here on 28, Brookings 6. Two receivers right. Little shift in the backfield on third and long. Here comes the rush. Going to do the quick screen out to the right to Conrad, and he'll be tripped up after a gain of couple, and I believe that was that Holfer again? No, that was Gavin Modi. Gain of a couple on the play, but well short of the first down, and Brookings will punt to the Huron Tigers. They just put the ball up to the eight, so basically 4 yards. And Huron can envision some good field position here as Brookings will punt from the end zone. Moding and I believe Bush are back deep to receive the kick, and they're at the Brookings between the 40 and 45-yard line. Inside of 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Punt. Or snap is there, and ooh, Huron almost got to it. Line drive kick, going to bounce at the 40. Then picked up by Moding, and he'll just step out of bounds. Didn't want to get a roll out of that. So Huron again, good field position. Boy, we had a nice, I think that was Holden Egg again, that had a nice stretch out there. As the Brookings punter actually took a little time before he kicked that. Huron will have the ball again, good field position. 6:43 to go, third quarter, and Huron up 28-6. We'll spot the ball at the Brookings 42-yard line, pretty much where Huron started their last possession. First and 10 Huron from the 42. Again, see if we just try to go downfield here with this position of the field. Caudill standing beside McNeil on first and 10. Long out, and the ball tipped away. That's a dangerous pass. That was well covered by Brookings.
They had two guys there and one on each side of our receivers. Boy, that was dangerous. Got away with that one.
Well, kind of went, and we were going from the near hash to the far sideline. That's a long throw
for any
for Mahomes to make, more or less.
Oh, yeah.
Colton McNeil.
Yep.
Best case scenario for Huron, incomplete, second and 10 from the 42. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass with 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Two receivers light. Right, two receivers left, shotgun for McNeil. And again, there's that far out and in and out of the hands of Leyendecker. But again, boy, Brookings really biting on that. They had the linebacker step over there, Mason Mathis.
I think they've kind of got that one figured out a little
bit. Yeah, that, boy, when I saw that again, that just kind of held my breath because, boy, that's just because that's asking for trouble because that whole side of the field is wide open.
If they pick that, they've got daylight.
Yes. So third and 10 for Huron. Two incomplete passes. Third and 10 from the 42-yard line. Slot to the right. One receiver left. Wing left. Here comes motion. That's Moding. Inside handoff. Caudill breaks to 40 to the 35. Just gets tripped up. He stretches. He's going to be very close to the first down. Boy, he got ankle tackled, or that might have went even further. Trying to see who the tackle was there, because that would have been a longer gain. It is a first down for Huron, and it looks like we have a Brookings Bobcat with a cramp. I believe that tackle
86.
Egan Jensen. And now we have an injury on the field as Egan Jensen himself is down, and it looks like they're just working a cramp. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Huron 28, Brookings 6. Huron on the move again. It'll be a first down when we come back after this timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
We all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
First and 10 here on. McNeil pulls it out, turns the corner, gets shoved out of bounds at about the 26. He'll get a gain of about 5 or 6, and that was just a straight designed run for McNeil. He pulled it out and then just headed around the right side. Down to the 26-yard line, gain of 6. It'll be 2nd and 4 out of bounds, so clock stops at 5:53 to go. 2nd and 4 from the 26-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Got a slot left, one receiver right. And, nope, they're going to nice ball fake. They get it into Moding, and that got covered immediately, trying that bubble screen. And boy, that was read perfectly by Brookings. Henrich came in there and stopped that in its tracks. It'll be a catch and a loss on the play for Huron. Back to the 30-yard line, loss of four. And it's going to be third and eight for Huron from the 30-yard line. So Brookings really jumping those quick passes now. That's where maybe you try a pump. See if somebody bites on it. Third and eight for Huron from the 30-yard line of Brookings. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Huron 28, Brookings 6. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun and McNeil, straight drop, looking right. We'll throw over the middle and one-hopped it to Lyon-Decker, I believe. Nope, that was Peyton Bischoff. Still a one-hop, incomplete. It'll be fourth down and no reason not to go for it here if you're the Huron Tigers. Fourth and eight from the Brookings 30-yard line. Well, Huron's had the field position here in the in the third quarter, but haven't done anything with it.
We haven't cashed in on anything. So careful here.
Yeah, fourth and eight at the 30-yard line. Well, you got to get it downfield. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun for McNeil. He's got time. He's going to look over the middle for Gainey. Goes up, catches it at the 10. First and goal, Huron. Boy, a nice pass by McNeil, because there was three jerseys around Gainey, and CJ just climbed the ladder and went up and got it.
If he didn't have those hops get up there, we don't make that completion.
22 yards, first and goal at the 8 for the Huron Tigers. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Third quarter's moved by quickly compared to our first half. It's all been down on the north end of the field, the Brookings end. First and goal from the 8. McNeil will throw to the corner. It's caught and touchdown. Gavin Moding, his second touchdown catch of the game. And Huron extends the lead to 34-6, just an out. He caught it about the 1 and it just kind of backed into the pylon there. And Huron on the board again. The 8-yard touchdown pass to Modi. Huron improves to 34-6, and Kleinsasser on to kick the extra point. Score comes with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Kleinsasser looking to add the extra point. Snap is there. The kick is up, and it is good. 35-6 Huron, 4:24 to go, third quarter. Timeout, 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Growing like you expect. At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
We are back in Brookings. I know we got a bad connection there. Please bear with us. There's really not much we can do up here. We've tried everything we can to improve things. Hey, on Tigers on the field are doing the job again. It hasn't been the prettiest of games. I think I counted right. We have 4 turnovers now, but Brookings just struggled offensively all night.
Well, we've been able to dodge the bullet a little bit, you know, and making things happen, so it's all good.
Kleinsasser will kick off again to the Bobcats. See Conrad back there. I assume Hamrich, the other one. Kick, nice kick, and that will go through the hands of Hamrich and roll into the end zone. That's a touchback. It'll be first and 10 from the 20 for the Brookings Bobcats. A line drive kick, but Nick got a boot on it. I think that was more than 20 feet off the ground. And
nice bounce.
Nice bounce at the end, but he was inside the 10 when he tried to catch it. So first and 10, Brookings from the 20-yard line with 4:23 to go. The third quarter, Huron up comfortably, 35-6. Bobcats has just had a struggle offensively all night. Just that one drive at the end of the first half was the only drive they really got anything going. They had 4 first downs and got it inside the 10 before the pick 6 pretty much swung the game. We got a, what are we doing here? We got the ball ready to play, but nobody's there. Now, finally, the official says, yeah, we're ready to go. 4:23 to go, third quarter. It's all here on Tigers right now at 35-6. First and 10, Brookings. They're in the shotgun. And now we have a whistle, and well, the play clock didn't run out. It's taken us a long time just to get this first snap after the kickoff.
No, they reset it again.
Well, there was 10 seconds on it when they whistled it dead. First and 10 from the 20, high snap. Hunterman has it, throws. He's got a man open and overthrew it. Boy, that's just a young team where that's going to come together. Alex Wainman had a couple of steps on the defenders here on the near side of the field, but the pass off target. There's just been a lot of plays like that for the Bobcats tonight. It's there. It's just the execution.
Well, you know, it's going to, when they come together.
It's going to come together.
Oh, boy, watch. These guys are going to be good.
Second and 10 from the 20-yard line for Brookings. Yeah, Brookings with six first downs, I think five in the first half, one here in the second half. Shotgun on the second and 10 from the 20-yard line. In motion comes Conrad. He'll take the pitch. Jet sweep going to the left. Has the 20 and then gets wrestled down at about the 21. That was played nicely by Logan Leyendecker. He just held the contain there from his corner spot. He had a speedy guy coming at him and made the tackle for a one-yard gain. Second and, or third and 9 from the 21 for Brookings. Inside of 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here on 35, Brookings 6. Shotgun, two receivers right. And the pass again, Hunnemer waiting. He's going to throw over the middle, incomplete. Well covered by Huron. Haig was there. Colfer was there. Fourth down, and the punt unit will come in again for Brookings. So Huron up big here now at 35-6. Been an efficient game passing the ball. And best part of it, Corky, is we're starting to get the run game going a bit here in the second half.
Exactly. You know, we got time to work on that. Now let's start keep tweaking that just a little bit more and then see how that works for you.
Ethan Bush, Motinger back deep to receive the kick from Johnson. They're back just on the other side of the 50-yard line. Snap is there, not much of a rush. And are we going to get a roughing? We will. Ball's going to roll, and Huron will just let Brookings down it.
Get out of there.
Yeah, we only had one guy rushing. It was Haig, and he definitely made contact. I was watching.
Yeah.
So is it running or roughing? That'll be the thing. Because it's fourth and 9.
Personal foul. Roughing the kicker on the defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
15-yard penalty on Huron. And so that gives, you know, those are the type of things we have been shooting ourselves in the foot too much. Just the third penalty for 22 yards, but the turnovers have been the issue for the Huron Tigers tonight. And that is ultimately a turnover, even though it doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm just looking and see, we have a fumble, interception, fumble, and then the muff. Yeah, that's four. So we've had four turnovers plus that penalty, which essentially is a turnover, and Brookings will have the ball first and 10, and they'll have it at the 41-yard line.
That's a mental thing. They got to get through that.
Again, Haig was the only guy rushing, and he was coming off the right side. And realistically, if you don't have a shot, just stop. First and 10 for Brookings from their own 41-yard line. Conrad in motion. Now he stops at the pistol back. He'll take, nope, they have nice play action. Pass to the far side, a little high. Holding there defensively as it was intended for Wainman. Incomplete, second and 10. Nice ball fake, though. It fooled me.
Oh, yeah. I thought he had. We were coming in the line. All of a sudden, he backs up and lets it fly.
It's been a tough night throwing the ball. Hunnemer, I have him five of 19 passing. Second and 10 from the 41. Now our pace of the game has slowed down. Second and 10. Here comes a blitz. And Hunnemer hit as he throws. Incomplete. Boy, he got nailed by Caudill from the right side, and And if it would have been a hair later, Bubba Peterson would have been there as well.
And you can envision the ball popping out somewhere in there.
Well, he got the throw off, and he popped right back up because I think he took a pretty good lick there.
Oh, yeah.
Caudell doesn't come in tiptoeing.
Oh, no.
Third and 10 from the 41 for Brookings. Shotgun. Here comes motion. They'll hand it off. Jet sweep to Conrad, and that's snuffed out nicely by Huron. Colby Hofer, the first man in, and finished off by Caudell. And loss on the play. It'll be fourth and 12, and here comes the punt unit in again for the Brookings Bobcats. Bush and Moding back deep to receive the kick. And well, I see Johnson is back to punt. He was the guy after the penalty there. They actually cramped up, and they had a brief injury break there. And Brookings set the punt here again on fourth and 12. Snap is there. Nice high kick, and will bounce at the 40, go straight up, get away from it. Takes a bit of a Brookings roll and will be downed at about the 32. Huron Tigers will get the ball back with 2:26 to go in the third quarter, and Huron up comfortably 35-6. So at the 32, we'll see if we try to get a little more of the run game going now, as you do want to keep the clock moving, although McNeil has been efficient with the passing here. He's got a well above 50% completion percentage here in the game. First and 10 from the 32. So receivers come left and two right. Caudell stands right beside McNeil on the first and 10. Play action, and it's bounced to Moding, I believe. Incomplete, second and 10. I shouldn't have said the pace of the game was going quickly, because it is really slowed down.
Yes, it has.
2:23 to go, third quarter. It is just past 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Second and 10 from the 32-yard line. Get two receivers left, two receivers right, and shotgun for McNeil. Inside handoff, Caudell has the 35, puts his head down, and he got kind of bulldogged down there after a gain of close to 5. Tackle me. That might have been Hauptman again, trying to see the number. I believe that was number 56, Fitzpatrick, on the stop for Brookings. Gain of 5, and it'll be 3rd and 5. Fitzpatrick kind of shaking the elbow. Caudell definitely delivered a blow there at the end of the run. 3rd and 5 Huron from their own 37-yard line. Again, we'll go two receivers left and two right. And shotgun. Quick handoff, Caudell, middle, has the first down and more, 45, turns the corner, he's loose on the far sideline, 30, and finally shoved out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. That's about a 38, 39-yard run for Cashton, longest rush of the season, I believe, for Huron, first and 10, with Huron now at the Brookings 28-yard line. So again, we are picking up the running game some. Now, Caudell out, and Thackeray Hansen will come in. Clock stopped as Cashin did go out of bounds. Minute 35 to go, third quarter. A little confusion, who goes to what side of the formation. Shotgun and handoff, Hansen up the middle. Gets slung down. That was Tetzloff on the stop. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 8. Down to the 26-yard line is Huron again in Brookings territory. Second down and 8 from the 26-yard line of the Brookings Bobcats. We're hitting 1 minute to go in the third quarter. We'll go trips left, one receiver right, and flip it out to Bush, turns the corner, got a kick out block, but then a nice open field tackle by the Bobcats. That was Mason Mathis, who's made a couple of nice plays like that. Like Bush is going to lose a couple of yards on the play. And it'll be 3rd and 10 at the 28-yard line. Huron will have to snap the ball at least one more time here in the third quarter. McNeil going over to get the play from his coach. Huron can be patient here. But it is a third and 10 from the 28-yard line of Brookings. Two receivers right, one left. Inside handoff, Caudill inside the 25. It'll be fourth and about five, as that will be the final play of the third quarter. Tackle made by Alex Wainman. We head to the fourth. Huron leading 35-6. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 at 1340 KIJD are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Fourth and six for Huron from the Brookings 24-yard line is... This will be the first play of the fourth quarter. Huron up 35-6. Receivers right and left doubles and a little bump fake and wide open to the end zone. C.J. Gainey with the touchdown. There's that pump and go I talked about.
Oh, exactly. Worked perfect.
Worked perfect. The pump, and Gainey had nobody within 10 yards of him. And the Huron Tigers, a 24-yard touchdown pass. Second touchdown of the game. First on offense for Gainey. And Huron increases the lead to 41-6 with the extra point pending on the first play of the fourth quarter. Like I said, that just set up perfectly. They pumped it to the left. I think it was Moating there for the bubble screen, and then Gainey took off, and there was nobody close. Now they fake, or a bad snap, I guess, and Juergens will throw in the middle, the point after no good. 41-6 here on with the lead here, and one play into the fourth quarter. We'll take another timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron Tigers extend the lead to 41-6 on the first play of the fourth quarter. It was a fourth down play and a 24-yard touchdown pass from Colt McNeil to C.J. Gainey. That is the fourth touchdown pass of the game for McNeil. Then touchdown on a pick six for Gainey, and Cash and Caudill with the short touchdown run for the Huron Tigers scoring tonight. Kleinsasser will kick the ball off to Brookings. Right down the middle of the field will be fielded at the 10 by Henrich. He's to the 20, 25, turns the corner, 35, 40, and now lost the ball. It's on the ground, but Brookings got a hold of it. Kleinsasser helped out on the tackle along with Caudill, and the ball popped back, but Brookings got on top of it. Bobcats will have the ball first and 10 at their own 39-yard line early in the fourth quarter. Next week is homecoming for Huron. Sturgis will come to town for homecoming. Sturgis was 2-0 heading into the night. Not sure if they're playing tonight or tomorrow night. There's a number of the bigger schools that are playing tomorrow night instead of tonight. First and 10 from the 39 for Brookings. Two receivers left. And Hunnemer in the shotgun on first and 10. Motion. That's Conrad. They'll throw short and behind the intended receiver, Wayman. It'll be second down and 10. And yeah, accuracy has just been a bit of an issue tonight for Mr. Hunnemer, but sophomore, and he's just getting his feel of the varsity action. In that one drive right at the end of the first half, that was the one drive where, you know, the,
he was clicking.
It was the, they were on target. Remember, he had a drop pass that probably would have been a touchdown before Huron got the pick six. Second and 10 from the 39 for the Brookings Bobcats. Under center now is Hunnemer. And the handoff to the tailback. About 5 yards on the carry. And making that tackle for Huron was the Jackson Reno. That carry was by Mathis. That's his first carry of the game. He gets about 3 on the play. Be 3rd and 7 for Brookings. 3rd and 7 for the Bobcats. I guess more at the 43 than the 42. So we'll give him 4 on that carry instead of 3. So 3rd and 6 for Brookings at the 43-yard line. Slot right, wing left. Hunnemer in the shotgun. Brings Mathis in motion. Now he's the pistol back. And ball fake to him. He's under pressure and is thrown short. Big rush by Bubba Peterson. Bubba has had a nice night defensively. And that just about a sack on the play because the Hunnemer just had no place to go with the ball. Closest to it was a lineman, but that was because he was going backwards off the hit by Bubba. So 4th and 6, Brookings has the punt unit in as Huron will go back to receive. Again, 41-6, Huron in control here. We're inside of 9 minutes to go in the game. Snap is there. Huron doesn't rush at all. Jensen with the kick. Nice kick. And nice catch by Bush. He's got it at the 20, coming around the corner. 30, 35, caught from behind at the 39. Nice return there by Ethan Bush. Ethan just returned to Huron. He was in Sioux Falls. I believe he lived in Sioux Falls for a couple of years, then has come back to Huron for his senior year. And he's exciting out in the open field. First and 10 here on Tigers with 8:20 to go here in the ball game. I didn't think we had a running clock in 11AA anymore, but we're doing it. First and 10 for Huron from the 38-yard line. At this point, I'm not complaining about it, though.
Exactly. We're on the right end of that deal.
McNeil is still in at quarterback on first and 10. Caudell up the middle, and he hits a wall right as soon as he gets to the line. No gain on the play, maybe a loss. It'll be second down. Catchin's had a nice second half running the ball. He's carried the ball, let's see, 6 times for 69 yards here in the second half. Second and 10 from the 38. Huron using their time right now. Keep that clock rolling. Two receivers come right, one left. Again, Huron in control of 41-6 over Brookings. And McNeil will pull it out. He's trying to run it himself. Turns the corner, gets away from the first man. And he did not stay in bounds. He'll go out of bounds at about the 45, maybe 46. It'll be third and short. Now we got a whole new offensive line coming in for Huron. And a few more subs as well. It'll be third down and 2 as McNeil gets about, I'll call it 3rd and 3. So I think we're, Mason Juergens is in to run the offense. Starters are probably done for the night with 6:44 to go. And yes, we're running clock, so it didn't matter they went out of bounds.
Nope.
So So Mason Juergens, the sophomore, now running the offense for Huron. It'll be third and three for Huron from the 45. Hand off up the middle and spinning forward. That's still Caudill. And Cashton will get about two. It's going to be fourth and one for Huron. See if they go for it here. Now Cashton will come out. The fourth and one from the 47-yard line for Huron. Like offense just staying on the field right now. If he can get the first down, he can run some more time off the clock. But again, running clock. Again, we checked on that, and from what I understood, I didn't think we had running clock in AA and AAA anymore. Fourth and one from the 47-yard line. Juergens in the shotgun. Low snap, and he'll keep it himself, turn the corner, and stretches out. He'll be close, but from here it looks like he's going to be short. He came off to the right side, tackle over there by Gavin Anderson of Brookings. And he did not get there. No gain on the play. And the ball will turn over on downs to Brookings with 5:26 to go in the ball game. 41-6. Huron leading Brookings. So Brookings will get the ball in Huron territory at the 46-yard line. See if we got any changes to the Brookings lineup. Looks like Hunnemer is still in at quarterback. And now we have a whistle. I don't think Huron had enough guys out there on defense. I think we had 10. So a timeout on the field.
Timeout. Huron. The first timeout of the half.
4:59 to go in the game. Huron on the way to the win, 41-6. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Envision. Make sure your child has an end.
Maybe they run a start a running clock when the game runs over 2 hours.
Well, in that case, every game would go over.
Just a suggestion. I don't know. Long game.
I agree.
It can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Brookings will have the ball, first and 10. We do have a new quarterback in. Gavin Anderson will take over, running the Bobcat offense. First and 10 at the Huron 46-yard line. Hopefully we can pick up some of the numbers here as the JV defense is in. And Anderson breaks a tackle, reverses field, and he'll get caught up to it about the 42-yard line and driven back. Gain of about 4 or 5 on the play. Let's see, I know Landon Hulst was in on the stop, but I think he had help. Gain of 4 on the play. Second and 6 for the Brookings Bobcats. 4.5 minutes to go in the game, and Huron going to win this one. I see the coaches next door to us have already headed down to the field. They're right there.
Okay, I wonder where they...
Second and 6 from the 42 for Brookings. And roll it to the right, looking at the option. Anderson will keep it himself and lost the ball. Fumble on the play and recovered by the Huron Tigers. Fumble on the play, and with the recovery for Huron, Riley Winiger. We've had a lot of turnovers tonight. There's one against Brookings, and Huron will get the ball back with 4:04 to go in the game and leading 41-6. It would have been a first down on the play for Anderson, but he lost it at the end of the run. Now the Tigers will take over, first and 10. Trying to get hard to keep my time of possession chart with a running clock. First and 10 for Huron at their own 28-yard line. And again, the second string in there for both teams, I would imagine now. I don't see Sturgis on my scorebook, so they may be playing tomorrow night. And they come to Huron next Friday for homecoming. First and 10, and up the middle goes Juergens. He'll be tackled forward up to about the 34. And if that was the fake it and then run, the fake wasn't very good because the back and Juergens weren't very close together. But Mason did a nice job of making something out of it. He'll get 5, and it'll be second and 5 for Huron from the 33-yard line. So Huron Tigers, despite their share of turnovers, have turned in a convincing performance tonight and lead at 41-6. And going to be a keeper for Juergens again. Turns the corner, breaks one tackle. They get tackled forward at about the 35, gain of maybe one on the play, maybe two. And it'll be third and three for Huron at the 35-yard line. Clock rolls inside of 2.5 minutes to go. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming up. We will not have a visit from Coach Drew Strand. It takes a little bit to get up here in the sixth floor of the press box here at SDSU. So when we play here, we just don't do the postgame visit with the coach. We will talk to him tomorrow morning on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll pick our first National Bank player of the game, which we already know who that's going to be. You probably know who it is, too. Third and three, and the quick throw out to the right side. That's a live ball, and it's going to be a first down. That was a backwards pass, or going to be close to the first down. That was Holst, I believe, that looked like a backwards pass from here. And Brookings kind of stopped defensively, thinking it was incomplete. Now the officials are going to confer on that. It looked backwards from where I'm at. And they are going to say it was a backwards pass, so that'll be a gain of about 5 yards on the play, 4 yards on the play for Holst. And a first down for Huron, 16th first down of the game for Huron. First and 10 Huron from the Brookings 39-yard line, just a couple plays left in the game. And the handoff to Holst, he puts the shoulder down, spins, still on his feet, up to about the 43-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play for Landon Holst. We're inside of a minute to go. Most likely one more snap in the game. And we'll put this one in the books as the Huron Tigers will get their first win of the season. I'm assuming everybody that has shoulder pads on tonight has made an appearance on the field. Cool experience to be on the college field here as well.
Oh, absolutely. What a place to be.
Second and 6. Probably, as I said, the last snap of the game. We're at the Huron at the Brookings 43-yard line. Pistol formation. We're going to pass. And the throw behind Blake Elwine. I guess it's still running clock, so that will be the end of the game. Final score, the Huron Tigers win it. 41-6. Tigers move to 1-2 on the season. Brookings falls to 0-3. 2-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
For recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Post-game, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game, and the Huron Tigers take this one going away, winning 41-6 over Brookings, probably the key play of the game, and that's going to be our first National Bank play and player of the game. The final play of the first half, Brookings trying to drive in and get back within a touchdown after a Huron turnover, but a pick six, 102 yards by C.J. Gainey. Instead of maybe 21-13, it's 28-6 going into the half. Huron never looked back.
Well, I can tell you, you took the wind right out of their sails there, and great job for continuing to play, not thinking that it was dead. And when he got out to the outside, he just kicked in the jets, and away he went.
You know, and a great night for the defense here. I have Brookings with 73 total yards, 20 on the ground, 53 through the air. And you got to think, you know, a majority of those 73 yards came on that drive at the end of the half leading up to that pick six. Other than that, Brookings just could not get any offense going at all.
Well, our defense stepped up. I mean, they played the run good, the pass good, you know, did everything, got some pressure on him, kept him running a little bit. So they did a great job tonight.
So, again, here on Wednesday tonight, 41-6, still working on some of the stats. But, again, no surprise, C.J. Gainey is our first National Bank player of the game. One of the big plays of the season or any season, that under 2 yard pick six on the last play of the first half. And Tigers win it going away to move to 1-2 on the season. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, see if I can get all my stats together here and we can get things wrapped up. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Hi, this is Danny Gladden, Minnesota Twins Radio Network, and you are listening to Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
Jeff Duffy and Dave Corcoran, the Glad Man, just doesn't know Corky yet. So, big night for the Huron Tigers. They cruise to a 41-6 win over Brookings to win their first game of the season. Let's run down the scoring. Huron Tigers on the board first, late in the first quarter, a one-yard run by Cashin Caudill. And the point after kick was no good. Huron led 6-0. Then to start the second quarter, Brookings turned the ball over, a fumble, I believe, and Huron just a couple of plays. They went in the end zone on a 33-yard touchdown pass from Colton McNeil to Peyton Bischoff. Caudill caught the two-point conversion pass, and it was 14-0. Ensuing kickoff, Brookings got on the board their first touchdown of the season. A 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Will Conrad. They missed the extra point, and it was 14-6. Huron answered with after throwing an interception but stopping Brookings in Huron territory. Huron scored on a 23-yard touchdown pass from McNeil to Gavin Moding. Kleinsasser with the extra point. It was 21-6. And Huron appeared to be able to get the ball with a chance to score at the end of the first half. Brookings had fourth and long at their own 10, but a muff punt kept the drive alive for Brookings. They ended up getting inside the 10 at one point. But a big play, kind of forget about that. You forget about Colby Hofer's play prior to the pick six. Brookings tried a jet sweep, and Hofer darted in there and dropped the runner for an 8-yard loss. And then two plays after that, final play of the first half, where Gainey got the pickoff in the middle, or in the end zone, 2 yards deep, and took it 102 yards back. And Kleinsasser extra point kick. Again, that was the final play the first half, and Huron extended the lead to 28-6. Third quarter started off a little slowly. Both teams had a couple of fumbles, but then Huron scored on an 8-yard pass to Moding from McNeil, and the final score was a beautiful stop-and-go or pump-and-go. Everybody's got different names for it. Down-out-and-up, we always called it down-out-and-up. But left C.J. Gainey wide open to haul in a 24-yard pass on the first play of the fourth quarter, and that finished out the scoring point after it was no good. And Huron wins it 41-6. Great night defensively for Huron. 73 total yards is what I have for Brookings. I forgot to add that up. It's going to be more than that. 39, 43, 40. Actually, 40 yards rushing and 53 than they are. So 93 total yards in offense for Brookings. Running the ball, Will Conrad had 6 carries for 0 yards. The backup quarterback, Gavin Anderson, had 1 carry for 4 yards. Jones Huntemer, 2 carries for minus 3. Gavin Hamrich had 8 carries for 17 yards. I wonder if he was in the second half. He never ran the ball in the second half. One carry for 4 yards for Mason Mathis, and Ethan Hauptman had 2 carries for 18 yards. Tough night throwing the ball for Brookings, as Huntemer was 5 of 22 for 53 yards, and on that last drive of the first half, he had three completions in a row for 44 yards. So the 44 of the 53 yards came on those three consecutive throws, 7 first downs for Brookings. For Huron, a little more balance in the offense. Statistically, they try to keep that 50-50 balance as much as possible, but 137 through the air, or 137 on the ground, 248 through the air, running the ball. Colton McNeil, 6 for 27 yards. Mason Juergens had 3 carries for 7 yards. Thackeray Hansen had 4 carries for 3 yards. Cashin Caudill had 15 carries for 93 yards, and he had 70 yards on 7 carries in the second half. 2 carries for 8 yards for Landon Hulst. Gavin Moding, 1 carry for minus 1. Throwing the ball tonight, Colton McNeil was 21 of 31 for 248 yards and 4 touchdowns. Mason Juergens was 0 for 1 on passing. And I don't have the receiving yards passed up, but obviously we got some good receiving yards in there as well. Huron was 16 first downs, and Huron a big time of possession advantage. 30 minutes, 25 seconds. They had 15 minutes time of possession in both halves, and they dominate there. 30 minutes, 25 seconds for Huron, 17-35 for Brookings. Those are the final stats. We go to defense for Brookings. Defensive leaders, can't read your writing here, Corky. Jay Harris, that's what that says. Jay Harris had 6 tackles. Ethan Hauptman had 7 tackles, 5 tackles, 2 assists. Bergen Tetzloff, he had the interception in the first half as well. 4 tackles for Mason Mathis and Charlie Bisgard. For the Huron Tigers defensively, 5 tackles for Bubba Peterson. Bubba had a nice night. C.J. Gainey also with 5 tackles. And again, C.J. is our first National Bank player of the game. 3 tackles, Cashin Caudill. 3 for Holden Haig. And Corky, you look at those defensive stats, not flashy stats for the Huron Tigers, but when you look at the time of possession, that's why the defense didn't have to do that much work tonight.
Well, that's what we've always been talking about. You know, the best defense you've got is keeping your offense on the field, and we did that outstandingly tonight. So the kids did a great job. They ought to be happy with it. Rejoice in this one. Enjoy it. And it's back to work on Monday.
course, homecoming week, always the unfavorite week for the coaches because there's distractions. But, hey, the Sturgis Scoopers are coming to town, and they're 2-0 heading into this weekend, I assume. They must be playing somebody tomorrow night. I didn't see them on the scoreboard. But Sturgis, you know, we had that wild game out in Sturgis last year, picking up the slim win, 34-32. And, well, they graduated some players, including their quarterback and a couple of those good wrestlers. Obviously, a 2-0, they're coming back. And Coach Koletsky's got that program headed in the right direction. That'll be homecoming, 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday night on at Tiger Stadium here on Tiger 95. We have volleyball Tuesday at Yankton, Thursday at home with Harrisburg. Following volleyball, we'll have Coronation on the air as well. So a busy week coming up here for the Huron Tigers. Again, I can't really get into my scoreboard here very well, but Peer defeated Mitchell tonight, 62-8. And O'Gorman did hang on to defeat T area, 41-30, so a couple of high-scoring games there. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update again here on WinZit, 41-6. Going to be a few weeks before we get you back on the air, Cork.
Well, work interferes with everything.
Yep, duty calls. So, but I'll be back here next Friday. Sturgis at here on 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. That'll wrap it up here from SDSU and Brookings, South Dakota. Big thank you to Jason for helping us out here. I know it was rough at times here with the play-by-play, but glad we're able to bring you the first Huron Tiger win of the season, the final Huron 41, Brookings 6. C.J. Gainey, your first National Bank player of the game.